This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and it is 5563. Anyway, you know, head up to the website at realsite.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my shirt, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, or you can get it on Amazon. That way you can get the electronic version as well. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend, you know, listening, paying attention, sending me emails, sending me notes. I do appreciate it. The the first story is great. But what was funny was, looking over my shoulder, I get the biggest kick out of some of the stuff that you know, I see go by on the news flash, on the news ticker clicker, whatever the heck you want to call it. And, you know, you watch, Mr. Obama came out, and I'm doing this off the cuff. There's no link to a story here. It's just something that hit me earlier today when I was thinking about some of the issues. Some of what was been going down with whether, who colluded with Russia, who knew what with Russia, and that kind of thing, which I think is, now it's just being way overdone. But in 2016, remember Obama said that no one could rig an election. Not an American election. Yet he knew during the summer of 2016 that the Russians, in fact, were trying to get into our systems or had gotten into our systems. And he did nothing about it. For all intents and purposes, he didn't want to seem too political, so he did nothing about it. He didn't want to protect the independence of our elections. He didn't want to seem like he was being partisan. Right? So I find all of that, you know, really, really, really interesting. So he knew all of that, yet it's Trump who's done all the collusion. It's Trump who hasn't done enough to stop them. It's Trump who's doing everything wrong. It shows you the delusional mindset. I mean, seriously, think about it. It shows you the delusional mindset of the Dems towards Trump. And if, in fact, what Donald Trump said during the election, or maybe they found it in an email or a comment that he made to somebody else, if all those things have a direct, straight bearing on his executive orders and whether he can issue them or not, then should not all those emails that we found, the DNC, that the leaders never said that they didn't write, you know, the ones that show that they made fun of black people, they made fun of Mexicans, right? Remember the Taco Bowl group? Okay, they were going to play the Jews against the Christians. I mean, shouldn't that make it so they can't do anything when it comes to, let's just take the Jew and the Christian thing. So when it comes to them wanting to put any kind of laws in about Christians, they shouldn't be allowed to, should they? What do you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. All right. Hasbro has decided, I love this, Hasbro has decided that there's no more gender for toys. We don't need gendered toys, which I just find totally amazing. And they've said that one of the reasons that they don't think we need gender toys is they want to be more inclusive, right? And so let me read this to you. Unlike Mattel and Lego, Hasbro hadn't caved to their modern sensibilities by separating its business units by gender. But suddenly, they have decided this is a gender issue. Why that is, I don't know. You know, if you guys would do a little bit of your own homework, you'd find out study after study after study showed that when kids are put in a room, girls and boys, okay, and they've been put in a room to play, play with toys, the boys, for some reason, I don't want to say naturally, but the boys naturally went to the boy toys. Trucks, baseball bats, G.I. Joes, that kind of thing. The girls naturally went to the girls' toys. My Little Pony, that kind of stuff. I don't know why. The Barbies, I don't know why. And you can't say that it's all society. Because even when they tried to force the girls and the boys to swap places, when they were very young, didn't work. It was unnatural, uncomfortable for them. And you can blame it on the old white guys. You can blame it on society. You can do all you want, but there's a reality there. And I'll let you figure it out. So Mattel has decided to go down that road. I think it's wrong. Just make the toys. The girls, you know, and they can't even make up their mind from within. You have the genderless crowd that doesn't believe that anything should be marked with a gender. Well, if that's the case, all right. So here's the deal with you lunatics, and I'll call you lunatics. If there is no gender, then you can't be a transgender male or transgender female. It is impossible by your own terms. How does that work? You can only be a transgender neutral. Because there's nothing there. You don't want a gender. I mean, think of the terms you'd have. Transgender fluid? Transgender cisgen? What would you use for these things? You have to make up your... All right. Are there designations or aren't there? Are they made up on the fly? Are they made up as you go? Because if that's the case, that's wrong. That's dead wrong. And that follows that whole line of thinking that there's no absolute. I am Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars would activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take a poll, watch you can do up there as well. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I'm going to hit Michelle Obama's speech here in a few minutes. You'll love it, I'm sure. The immigration speech, I had to tell you that because you probably wouldn't have known. So I wonder what, you know, we're talking about, what's this, Hasbro? Did I say? Yeah, Hasbro. Hasbro are eliminating the gender on the toys. So does that mean, I don't really know here. Let's see what he says. He says the, come on. The computer's tonight really giving us a hard time. Unlike Mattel and Lego, Hasbro has it, but suddenly the third biggest toy and board game company, whose brands include Star Wars, My Little Pony, and G.I. Joe, consider gender a very dirty word. Last January, Hasbro reported its revenue by type of brand rather than boys, girls, games, preschool categories. And now the CEO, Brian Goldner, boldly claims that gender doesn't even exist. Wow, he's a scientist now? How do you go from CEO of a toy company to a scientist? Well, I guess Bill Nye, the science guy, does whatever. We look at our brands more inclusively than ever before. And in fact, we're eliminating the old delineation of gender. So what are they going to do? We're going to make My Little Pony like purple? Because purple's kind of a neutral color, right? If you think about the brand, be it My Little Pony, where 30% of our global TV audience is boys, or Star Wars, where we are launching an all-female animated series. Well, that's a, how is that equal? Where's the equality in that? And why do you call it female if you're trying to do gender neutrality? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, it doesn't make any sense, does it? How can you say you want to be gender neutral, then you create a show that's for females? Or that's all female? I'm just asking. Anyway, they go on to say that historically Hasbro has done better with boys, epitomized by the sales for Star Wars Jurassic merchandise. But last year, it bought the Disney Princess and the Disney Frozen licenses, which boosted its sales among girls. No, no, we can't use girls, so what are they going to call it now? So think about that. There is no... They're going to force gender neutrality on you parents. And when it came to Star Wars, which is much more appealing to boys and girls, so the toy sales were much more male-oriented, or more boys and girls bought them. And then they did the... you see the lunacy behind this? Then they did the Disney purchases of female base of Disney Princess and Disney Frozen, Disney Frozen, which, again, are more popular to girls than boys. How are they going to do it? You know, the marketing experts in this world must be going out of their minds. They're going to have a whole new nightmare to deal with. So if there's, who do you put in the commercials? If there's no difference between the two. One comment already is, what does this even mean? Which action figures or dolls for kids have genitalia in the first place? Really, think about it. So, this guy's got a great point here. So what are they going to do? They're going to make Star Wars packaging with pink fonts? Yeah, but that's wrong, too, because they don't appeal to one or the other. There is no gender designation. So pink, let's listen to you, sir. Are you saying pink only appeals to girls? I know guys that wear pink shirts. They look pretty darn good in them, too. Only a real man can wear pink, though.
I'll get you one tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, just let me wash my red shirts. I'll have all kinds of pink clothes. But think about that. How do you socially engineer a gender-neutral toy that will appeal to both? Yeah, it didn't make sense to me either. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation. I'll start that next. Ah, here's one that'll make you freaky. See, this is why I say to you it doesn't make any sense, because they kind of go where they want to go and how they want to go. A new male sex robot with bionic junk may now replace men for good. That's right. Realistic-looking baby sex dolls and women made of plastic have been the talk around town for a while now. Today, women are equally as fascinated by them. Companies like... this is disgusting looking. Companies like A Real Doll have mastered the art of making realistic sex dolls and now going to make male sex dolls as well. Can you imagine that thing looking in the face? Look at that. With the new technology, these sex dolls will be able to respond to verbal dialogue and will also be, just think your boyfriend, can we call them that? They're probably gender neutral dolls too. Can you go to jail for calling them the wrong name?
Yep.
They don't realize the pile of garbage they're creating. Anyway, let's see. And will also be able to simply outperform any other sex toy and most probably your partner too. Can you cheat with one of these things? Because it's not real. At the moment, they're calling it the ultimate pleasure experience, but at the same time, you may wonder where exactly we're headed with all this. These sex dolls with bionic parts may just want you to not feel the need for a real man. However, with cell phones replacing communications and robots replacing sex, is this going to help our already isolated lives? What do you think? People, it's sick. We've got to that sick place. No, come on, think about it. We've been talking on computers with each other for so long. We've been doing all this stuff for so long now that we don't need men anymore. We don't need women. We can let the robots do all the work. Right? We're done with emotion. Come on, this is scary stuff. I think it is. These robot male sex dolls are so smart, they are packaged as the ultimate boyfriend. They can indulge in conversation, so much so that they'll even have a backstory, a whole past that you can program into them. Women will be able to do whatever they want to do with these dolls, unlike tricking men into doing something they don't want to do. For instance, going out. They don't have to argue with them with sex or not to have sex. The It is. Yeah, but just listen. The fact that somebody even came up with this, the fact that this is considered the normality or will be the future norm, and they're talking about it like it's not a big deal, that's what should scare the garbage out of you. When we come back, we'll talk about Michelle Obama's speech to a bunch of new American citizens. Hopefully it'll make your skin crawl, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Back. I was singing. I'm Joe Basid, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure. Yeah, yes. Put the Bic lighters down. You old timers know what I mean. I'm Joe Basid, your host. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, we're going to hit on the Democrat delusions here in a minute. Because I'm amazed at listening to some of what the Democrats are out there saying about the new health care bill. You already know, if you've been listening to the show for 20 minutes, 10 minutes, you know I'm not a big fan of what they're doing. I don't think they're right. I think there's a lot of issues with this that they haven't talked about yet. That they haven't worked through, they're afraid they're going to lose some kind of momentum or something. They're afraid they're going to lose something. And they need to fix it. They really need to give it some thought and fix the darn thing before they do anything. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Michelle Obama, a while back, this isn't like last Tuesday, she gave a speech. And in the speech, she gives, now she's talking to new Americans, people that have already just, you know, they've recently taken the test to become Americans. So they know, so they already know the answer to some of these questions. And when she comes out with some of the stuff, they've got to be sitting there going, okay, when did she take her test that she can't remember this? Well, here's Michelle Obama at a swearing-in ceremony. And let's see if you can catch what she says or doesn't say.
It's amazing that just a few feet from here where I'm standing are the signatures of the 56 founders who put their names on a declaration that changed the course of history. And like the 50 of you, none of them were born American. They became American.
No!
Apparently, didn't her husband teach the Constitution? It wasn't he a Constitution? You think they ever talked to each other? Isn't she a well-learned, well-educated woman? Then how come she doesn't know that 48 of the 56 signers? Now, look, I didn't know the information in this detail, but I also knew that not every signer or that the majority of the signers were born here. 48 of the 56 signers. 48 of the 56 signers were born in America. The others were born, two were born in England, two in Ireland, two in Scotland, one in Northern Ireland, and one in Wales. But 48 of them were truly Americans. Now, obviously, the United States of America didn't exist when they were born. I get that. But they were born on the land that they converted. Now, Snopes tries to, you got to read the Snopes. Snopes is tripping all over itself to help fix it for Michelle, but they can't do it. It's too far gone. Take a listen.
Just like you're about to pledge allegiance to our flag, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to this extraordinary idea that we now know as America. The notion that we are all created equal, endowed with fundamental rights and freedoms that no one can ever take away from us.
She forgot something. Can't think, what was it? Oh, endowed by our Creator. That's why no one can take them away. Endowed by God. That's why no one can take them away. They were given to us by the government. And she missed that whole part of that. Didn't seem to bother her or anybody else in the room. Or were they just mortified that she couldn't mention that? Endowed by our Creator. Mention the Creator. Somebody higher and bigger than the Democratic Party.
Some of you were brought here as children. Others came here to be with a loved one.
What bothers me about this, I'll let it go, then I'll talk about it a little bit longer, but she keeps talking about immigration. She keeps talking about these wonderful things about America. She's missing one big word here.
Oh, this is an exciting, hopeful time for all of you, but it's also an exciting, hopeful time for our country. Because the fact is, America needs you in every generation.
Now, I'm not going to, you know, my Bible tells me to give honor to whom honor is due. She's on the right track. America needs immigration. Okay, doesn't need it by 30 million, but it needs immigration. And for a lot of reasons. Part of it is to bring in ad cultures. Right? That's what makes this country great. But we don't need illegal immigration.
Immigrants have earned their place as part of we, the people. With the exception of just a few ethnicities, every person in this country can trace their history back to a parent or a grandparent or a great-grandparent or an ancestor who made that choice to be part of this country.
Yes, they made the choice to come here, to assimilate, to work here. They wanted a better way of life. They found sponsors to come here.
And today, much of our success is because we still very much are a nation of immigrants.
And I don't have a problem with that. Any of you do, I don't know what to tell you. If you think about the early days of this country, who built the railroads? The railways, right? The Chinese and the Irish. Some Germans sprinkled in there. But you can go down so many things in this country that were built, you know, during the quote-unquote industrial revolution here. I mean, you can look at how this country was formed, how it came about, the different neighborhoods and what have you, the different ethnicities that brought their skills here. There's nothing wrong with that. That's great. But they also came here for a better way of life. They conformed to the American way of life, and they never lost their heritage. They never lost their culture.
Immigrants start roughly 1 in 4 of our new businesses. About 30,000 permanent residents serve in our military. So in many ways, it is because of, not in spite of, our immigrant population.
Our legal immigrant population. She won't say the word legal. Right? And I realize that illegals that come here do work. I realize that illegals coming here are getting things done, too. But they put a drain on the system. You know, I love when you see these people come out and speak on it. They never talk about legal versus illegal. And they always talk about immigrants that add to society. Well, immigrants do add to society. Always have. They've always taken some of the lowest paid jobs that we have. They've often taken jobs that, no, we don't want to do, or can easily be filled easier by an immigrant than by an American. But that doesn't mean that all those jobs should go to an immigrant, and an illegal immigrant at that. Illegal, again, people come here because they're going to, they feel protected by the law. They believe that the law applies to everybody equally, as we've come to find out over the last 8 years or so, it doesn't.
And that we grow stronger every single day. Yet, today here in Washington, folks are still debating whether or not to fix our immigration system, even though just about everyone agrees that it is broken.
Yes, we all agree it's broken. She's right. There is a problem with our immigration system. Shouldn't take somebody 20 years to become a citizen, or 15, or even 12. We need to look at the antiquated system we have, how we check people out, how we decide who gets in and who doesn't get in. And I think the quota should be changed from year to year based on the different areas and needs of the country. Because remember, for years, the whole idea behind immigration when you came here is you could add something to society. If you are fat, uneducated, unemployed in your home country, why do we want you here? I mean, seriously. You know, if you're coming here to get rid of, get away from your worn, torn country, do you really want to come here? Or do you want to go someplace close to your country so when things turn around, you can fix it? And or, why aren't you fighting for your country? I have to ask the question, at least. So I don't know. I don't know, you know, again, if they're not going to use the word illegal, if they're not going to come around to the laws, and I think that's what they're afraid of with this new Supreme Court, you're going to see them more and more and more and more and more and more rule on the side of the law. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm so
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Get your rollerblades off. Come on, I'm going to call it tonight. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting. The heck is a tweet? Tweeting and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Click on Patreon, how you help me pay for the show. All right? And maybe even I'll buy a disco shirt or something. I don't even know what one looks like anymore, but whatever. Hey, they make enough donations, I will. And I'll deliver their gift to their home if they do the $5,000 donation. In a disco shirt. That's got to be worth it to you. What? I'm sure we can find one at Goodwill. You won't find one in my closet, that's for sure. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with me today. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. All right. So, Mrs. Obama gave us, wrong one. Day. Anyhow. The Democrats are going out of their minds with the thought that, you know, millions of people are going to lose their insurance. And it's really not true. Right, first and foremost, people are going to actually have the option of whether they want insurance or not. And if they would just, I have to keep coming back to why do they have to tweak and twist and lie to win or try to win? They don't always win. And they're winning even less when they lie, which maybe is a good thing. So my piece entitled More DemoCare Delusions has to do with the fact that I just don't. It really has to do with the lies they tell. Or maybe they believe them themselves. I don't know. You know, the Democrats are talking about how bad this new health care plan is and that 24 million people are going to lose insurance. And, of course, the end of humankind as we know it's also going to come along shortly thereafter. The Democrats now blame Republicans for the coming failure of Obamacare. It seems that all that misinformation and fear-mongering by the Republicans have caused many insurance companies to lose millions of dollars, ultimately pulling out of the programs and the local exchanges. But wait. Maybe it's all the failed promises and misinformation by Mr. Obama and his gang about Obamacare. Remember, they banked on the fact that young people would sign up for this in large numbers, not because it was good for them, but mostly because they were going to get penalized for not signing up. And Dems somehow thought that was a good thing, right? You know, they were looking for 20 million people to sign up in the first couple of years. I think it was 17 or 19 point something million dollars. But it was one of those, you know, if you want your doctor, you can keep your doctor moments. You know what I'm saying? You see, the $19 million that they claimed that ran to Obamacare because it was so great. First of all, it never really happened. Secondly, most of the exchanges didn't work in the first couple of months. So they couldn't run there all they wanted. Some people were being charged for insurance they never signed up for. Over 6 million policies that were being offered by small businesses had to be canceled because they no longer fell under the requirements under Obamacare. You know, like a guy like me having to buy birth control. Yeah, I need that. You never know when an egg might drop into my tube or something. I don't know. There were all kinds of crazy stuff in there. Those people had to go to exchanges to sign up. They were forced to go to exchanges. So they can't, you know, Obama took credit for those 6 million, but he wouldn't take any responsibility for the higher premiums, higher deductibles, higher co-pays. It all came with that new Affordable Care Act. Some people have found that their prescription copays tripled. Remember, the secret word is affordable here. I say secret because nobody has been able to find the affordable version yet. Another 11 million people have been forced to go through an exchange to get on Medicare. That wasn't called for. That wasn't the way it was supposed to be either. Now, this program originally was supposed to be for Americans over 65 who couldn't find basic doctor, couldn't afford basic doctor visits, medications, health care, that kind of stuff. The first national health care program was floated by Teddy Roosevelt, a Republican. But the American populace didn't want it. Lyndon Johnson decided we needed to cover more people with Medicare, so he made provisions to allow people under 65 with certain conditions. By 2015, over 55 million Americans were on some form of Medicare. And that number accounts for over 14% of our national budget. President Nixon added provisions for people with disabilities in the 1970s. All through the 80s, new provisions were added for hospice services, catastrophic care, medical gap insurance, and provisions to allow states to buy in their citizens who just might not be able to qualify. And guess what? All these were done by those nasty Republican presidents, both Reagan and Bush. Not Mr. Carter. But Reagan and Bush. Now, the Affordable Care Act was a failure from day one, don't you think? Some would say it was good because now they have insurance, and that makes it okay. You know, it's funny how selfish we've become as a society to a degree. So now that I have something that covers me, and, you know, I can be taken care of, because that had to be the only way that it happened, and just because those 20,000 people lost the insurance that they wanted, the doctor that they wanted, the care that they were getting, that makes it okay now. You don't mind getting subsidies from the government to cover your health insurance while those who make just over the allotted income can't get subsidized. See, you're subsidizing insurance again. It's a government handout. You know, maybe the government would be better off creating a whole bunch of little hospitals of theirs. And if you want the government subsidy, go to the government hospital. Those of you who think government, you know, single-payer government insurance is so great and wonderful and fine, let's open up the VA hospitals because they do such a good job. What do you think? Right? So now those people can't really afford under ACA. They fall just shy of getting that subsidy, and they can't afford the $1,000 premium a month. They just pay the yearly penalty and go without. Because you can't get any insurance that doesn't fall in line. Young Americans who are a critical need, they had to have these people for Obamacare to succeed. And then they shot themselves in the foot. Right, because Obamacare allows young people to stay on their parents' plan until they're 26. So let me see, we need the young people because they usually don't go to the hospital, They usually don't get sick. We need the young people to add those dollars to be able to subsidize and take care of this thing. However, we're going to allow them to opt out of that and stay with their parents till they're 26, which only really adds a couple of $100 to their parents' premium, when in reality, the government was banking on close to $500 to $1,000 per young person. Now, I told you earlier what subsidy stands for, right? It's the amount of the other people's tax dollars you get to pay for your medical premiums. That's what subsidy means. So that's why the ACA started to fold and flounder. I told you people that Obamacare was a scam from day one. And then in case you think I'm making all this up, the guy who framed it, the guy who sold it to the American people, remember him? Jonathan Gruber actually said, not only on a video, but in writing, on a couple of shows that he went to, and I quote, "The stupidity of the American voter and the ability of the Obama administration to take advantage of them allowed the bill to pass." He said they purposely mislabeled it and didn't call it a tax so it would go through easier. They knew what they were doing. He was denounced by major Obama loyalists like Pelosi and others, I think Reid too, who said they didn't know who he was. They never saw him there. He was a major architect of the bill. He was their go-to guy, and they didn't know who he was. So they've been lying before that. But an article in the Washington Post said the Gruber boasted about how the Obama administration fooled Americans into paying to cover the uninsured by using sleight of hand, focusing on their concern over rising. He called everything, this would drive health care costs down. This would take care of health costs. This would make pharmaceuticals more affordable. And it was all a lie. Gruber went on to say that Barack Obama's not a stupid man. He knew when he was running for president that the American public doesn't actually care about the uninsured. But they do care about the country. They polled this stuff. You guys, they know what they're doing. They polled this stuff. What the American public cares about is cost. And that's why even though the bill that they made is 90% health insurance, 10% cost control, it passed. Because that's how they pushed it on people, as a cost control measure. The Dems fell in line with this. Even Senator Max Baucus, or Baucus, a Democrat, one of the chief drafters of the bill, said, "Hey, I didn't read it. I wouldn't understand it anyhow. You need experts to understand it." Well, how in God's creation did he write it and help draft it? Unless somebody just put his name on it, right? So the way I see it now, you only got three options with this thing. Right? Single payer. Not going to work. That would bankrupt this country. It'd be a nightmare. Just look at what California's trying to do. And now California's dug their heels in and said, we can't do this right now because we can't figure out how to pay for it. They got cold feet. Right? We can let Obamacare fail. You know, the cool, cold Republicans, let's let it fail. Just like it's going to. All experts say it's going to happen. It would leave definitely many uninsured, although Democrats would put the full blame on us, even though they deserve it. Right? It's all about us. It's all about our fear-mongering. That's why it's falling. And repeal and replace. Actually get rid of it. Get the tentacles out. Get rid of it. Write a better one. Not that the one that I have now is the best, but write a better one. And all I have to say is stop listening to the stupidity. Stop listening to the garbage that is shoving down your throats. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down for next time. I'm having a great day. Hopefully you will too. God bless. We'll be back with us tomorrow.